The attack is called Kamuma. But over here, he just did it once or twice. Here it's not called Kamuma. And therefore, the Shechita was kosher. So we're bringing it right from over here, the fact that Yehoshaphat ate from the Shechita of Achav. Now it brings down, where's the Pasuk? Shneim, the Pasuk says, Vayizvach lo Yachav, Tzoy Nevoch l'Roiv, he shared, had a lot of Shechitas done for all the people. Lam Asher Imoi, Vayisiseyu Lalois, and they talked him into going up, Eremais Gilod. So here you see Yehoshaphat ate from this Vichav. Smor says, no, maybe the Duma, maybe Mizvach Zovach. Maybe Taka Achos people made the Shechita. But Mechel lo Yochel, maybe Taka Yehoshaphat did not eat from it. Where's the proof that he ate from it? Smur says, no, by his Seyuksib, it says that he talked him into it. He persuaded him. But more still, the Dumu Bidvorim, maybe it just means he persuaded him by talking to him. But maybe Yehoshaphat did not eat. Rashi says, Veseyu Mizdalis or Mois Gilad, maybe just persuaded him to go up, but not to eat. So the Gemara says, "Ein asosa b'dvorim." No, it says lashon of asosa. It always means he persuaded him with an action by eating, but not just with words. For the Gemara says that's true. The law is it true what you're saying? Well, see, the pasuk says in dvorim, "Ki yisischa chicha," that your brothers would talk you to maybe have to come to worship avodah zarah. It's more than they were also, maybe means Vachilu Vashtiya. Means they'll come to make eat together and drink together, and then they'll make you worship the Avodah Zarah. For the Gemara Iva Ksiv, it says, that the Siseini Voy Levalu Chinam, that the Ba'iv there says that the Akash Baruch Hu, like, we talked as Shemin Levalu Chinam to kill him for nothing. So it says, Lamala Shanichnam, you want like to persuade Hashem, there's no way, there's no Achilu Vashtiya for the Akash Baruch Hu. So then when they thought they could do it, Avadim took Kapi Malo, Rashi says, Lamala Shana di Anachila Fanov. So therefore, it says, Lashon of Asos without Achila. Avalodim, Tzorch Lachila, Iker Asos of the day of Achila Shtia. For a person that needs to eat and to drink, when you want to persuade him something, the main way to persuade a person is by giving him to drink and to eat. So there, by Eve, that's talking about Kapi Lamala, Kodesh Baruch Hu, there it's different. For the Gemara still, the Dilma Mishta Ashta Mechel Yochel, maybe your Achav only gave you Shofar to drink, but he did not eat. So if we have no proof that he ate from his Shechita, so more says, Maish no Shtiya, why would you tell me he drank? Do you mean to tell me, Mumala Brezachovim, well, you have a Mumala Chalatar Kula, then even though Achav worshipped Avodah Zarah, but still he's not called Mumala Chalatar Kula, and therefore his Yain is not called Yain Esach. If so, Achilu Nami say the same story by eating also, that Mumul Avodas Kechavim is Lo Yehevi Mumul Lechol Terakula, is not considered a Mumul Lechol Terakula. And therefore it's a proof that the Shechita was a good Shechita. So Mor says, no, Hachi Yashti can't bring any proof from this. I'll tell you like this, Shtiyo, even if you want to say Achav, that Oyvid Avodah Zarah has a locha, Kumumul Lechol Terakula, that Medrag have a locha like a Goy, but even when a Goy touches our wine, Shtiyo Tzoni Stam Yenemu, Tzoni Stam Yenemu, that at most is only Yosem Medrabonin. And at that time, didn't have the Yisra yet, Bizman Yehoshaphat. So therefore maybe that's why Yehoshaphat drank the wine from Achav. Even though he had a lacha like a guy, but as long as he did not make Nesach, he didn't mamish pour in front of the Avodah Zarah, you let him drink it. But over here, to say that Yehoshaphat should eat from the Shechit of Achav, maybe Emeloch, no, maybe Yehoshaphat held that Mumul Avodas Kechavim is having Mumul L'chol Torakula. He has luck like being a Mumul L'chol Torakula. And therefore the luck should be then that the Shechit is possible. So maybe Achav did not, maybe Yehoshaphat did not eat from the Shechit. He only drank and did not eat. So where it says, one terzi, boy, same one terzi, Lavurcha, Demalko, Mishtiya, Beloy Michla. That Ucha for a king, for Yehoshaphat just to drink and not eat. So therefore, once the king already drank, it's Mustafa who had in the yed also. That's one teretz. The voice him another teretz is, the apostle says, Vayizbach Vayisisu. Mashma that Achav made the Shechita, and then he persuaded him. So Bamahasisu, how did he persuade him? Bezvicha Mashma by making him eat. So Mashma clearly Yehoshaphat ate from the Shechita of Achav, sets the right, even though it was able to avoid the Zorah, still the Shechita's kosher. Smor says, no, v'dum v'adji yozovach. Maybe it was Achav serving like a vadji, he was the one that made the Shechita. And he was a elch yid, he would deny Rav Zorah. Smor says, no, it says l'roiv ksiv. and Avagili heavy Suffolk says they made a shechita for everybody, and he himself Avagilon wouldn't be able to make a shechita for everybody. Rashi says Lehofi Maspik Levad Lishkan Kulam, he couldn't have made a shechita for everybody. Smor still yes, maybe Vidilma, maybe Shiva Sapayim Zavuach, maybe the 7,000 people shechted, the Sivit says, V'sharti b'Yisrael Shiva Sapayim Kol HaBrechim Asher Lekor Lebal, that there were 7,000 Eloch Hayid left over. Rashi says that they did not worship Avodah Zorah. So maybe it was those people that made the Shechita. Samura says no. Tamuri have a mitmuru mi'zevel. Those people were all hiding. They were in the caves hiding from Izevel. They were not out. They couldn't have made the Shechita. Fredding more still, maybe the Dilma Gavri the Yachar have imalu. Maybe the people, the servants of Achav, were choshev Yidin. Maybe they did not worship Avodah Zorah. So maybe that's why you are suffering from the Shechita. Samura says no. Loisagadar, do not think like that. The Pasuk says, Moshe makshiv al dvar sheker kol mishasa v'shoyim, that if the Moshe of the ruler goes after sheker, all his people also go after sheker. Meaning to say, if Achav went after Avodah Zorah, who had done all his servants also worship the Avodah Zorah? So Rosh still asks, V'dilma may be gavri, the Yeshavet namely have in Milu. Maybe the people of Yeshavet also were not Eloch Yidin. Maybe they also worshipped Avodah Zorah. So it was as if to say maybe that Dilma Gavri Yeshavet namely have imalu, therefore Savuach Gavri the Yaakov Ocha Gavri the Yeshavet. That what Achav's people made the Shechita, you know, ate that meat, the other people of Yeshavet. But Savuach Oivadia, the Shechita from Avadia, that's what made Bilocha Ocha Yeshavet. So we only have a proof that Yeshavet was a tzaddik. So maybe only he ate kosher meat. Benechna, maybe the rest of the people did not eat the kosher meat. Someone says, no, loisagadaitu, nothing like that, loisagadaitu. Why? Because me the Moshe makshiv al dvar sheker, kol mishasa v'shoyim. Since what if the ruler is bad, all his people is also bad? Mashma the opposite way though, hol dvar emes. But if the Moshe of the ruler is a tzaddik, then mishasa tzaddikim. Hol dvar emes, mishasa tzaddikim. Mashma the opposite way, that where the ruler is a tzaddik, all his people, the followers, are also tzaddikim. So Mistam, all the people of Achav were also tzaddikim. So Mila Salakasha, how could they eat the meat from the shechita that the Avdei Achav did, the chur, if they worshipped Avodah Zorah? So more still is, maybe the Dilma Zavuach Gavri the Achav, Ochal Achav the Gavri, maybe the shechita that Achav's men did, you know, ate from it, maybe only Achav ate from it, and his people. And Zavuach Gavri the Yeshofat, Ochal Yeshofat the Gavri. And maybe Yeshavet ate the meat, so the shechita was done from his own avodim. Maybe did not eat the meat from Achav. Maybe Yeshavet only ate the meat by himself, by his own shechtim. So Marin says no. Marin says lehevi maflev nafshe minei, that Rashi says Yeshavet wouldn't separate himself from Achav mishum chashad. So I call for him Amu. What do we come out? That Afagav the mumel of Rosh Chavim hevi. They have a mumla chalatar kula, still not called mumla chalatar kula, and therefore it was okay if Yeshavet eat from the shechita. So this is the raya to Rav Anan. The Rav Anan says that a mumla chalatar kula is mutalecho mishchitosai. Alright, we'll stop here.